Our guest at the cafe this morning, Dr. Thomas Newsom, Associate Vice President of Students and Dean of Students at A&M Commerce. Helena Hortman, Director of the Children's Center at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
So that was good. Everybody together, that was great. So the Children's Learning Center. And first of all, let's talk about this. It's summertime. You all continue to operate throughout summer, right?
We do.
You take no break, but you're taking applications now for the fall.
Yeah. In fact, that's why we kind of want to sit down and have a conversation with you, because we are seeing an uptick in terms of interest in the center. We're seeing an increased amount of enrollment that we're anticipating for the fall, and it's just, you know, it's a great time to come in and talk to Helena and her team and visit and tour the center and see if it's a place for your child for the fall.
Helena, how many kids typically do you have there?
We are licensed for 158, but we normally have somewhere between 80 and 100.
And so is there a limit to the number of children you can take this coming fall?
Just the 158.
The 158.
We will fill every space we can.
Yeah, we do have, you know, these children are separated, of course, by age group, by ability, those sort of things. So we do have some limitations in terms of our space. So there are certain sections that we may have to close because of the fact that those sections are just full in terms of our space limitations. You know, our 158 is our accreditation or certification number. We do usually have between 80 and 150, 110, 115. And we're already at about almost 90 students for the fall so far in terms of our enrollment coming forward. So
already
yes. So you know, in last week we were at about 83. So we've already seen, you know, in the weeks we're averaging about five new enrollments a week, which is just fantastic. But again, great opportunity for folks to come in and tour the center and decide if that's a place for them.
Is there a deadline?
We enroll all year long.
So they can enroll right up to the start of the fall term, and even, I guess, beyond. You all have a lot of kids that are the children of faculty and staff at the university, and also students. Is that right?
Absolutely. That is our main priority. There are students.
And the listeners to Blacklands Cafe may not be aware of this. I do teach classes here, and so I'm aware that I have students who will mention to me that my daughter's at the Children's Center, and so that's a common thing for me to hear from my own students.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for our students to, you know, make sure that their children are in a safe and secure environment while they're in class, and it is a supportive function of the university. The Children's Learning Center is funded partially by our student service fees, so our students actually fund the center. Because of that, our students can take their children there for care while they're in class or during the week while they're working or any time. They get a reduced fee, which is very, very important to us that we support that. You know, that is the key objective for the Children's Learning Center, not only to serve the children of our community, but primarily the children of our students and the children of our faculty and staff.
We're talking with Dr. Thomas Newsom and Helena Hortman. We're talking with them about the Children's Learning Center at A&M Commerce. Now, you're in Sykes, what used to be Sykes Hall.
Correct.
A lot of people who went to the university decades ago remember that as a dormitory. On the other side, I say the other side of the highway, the west side of Highway 24.
Correct.
Yeah. And Helena, it's important to distinguish the Children's Learning Center from other daycare centers in that you all have a what you call a creative curriculum, and children are being taught here and not just being cared for.
Absolutely. The teachers are required to have prepared lesson plans in advance, and they use the creative curriculum to be able to do this. It gives them activities that are developmentally appropriate for each of the age groups. This curriculum also allows us to be able to transition our children less often, so they're able to stay in the same environment with the same teachers for a longer period of time. The curriculum also gives the teachers activities to be able to make the activities a little more challenging for those children that are a little more advanced, as well as for children who may be developmentally behind.
And you're the only accredited learning center in Hunt County?
That is correct. Not only with Texas Rising Star, but we are also nationally accredited.
One other important thing about this is that you have A&M Commerce education students who are learning also in your center.
Absolutely. And that's where our national accreditation also comes into play, to make sure that these students are learning the highest quality criteria, rules, regulations, etc. So when they move on to their what they call real job, then they are prepared for that.
Well, so again, so applications are out now, and the applications are available on your website?
For them to register, yes. Once they tour with us, then they'll get the complete enrollment.
I see. Oh, very good. All right, Dr. Thomas Newsom and Helena Hortman, we're talking about the Children's Learning Center at Texas A&M Commerce. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
All right, thank you, John.
All right, very good. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.